鸟。Happy, happy, 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 boing, 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 yip, yip.
Te alejaste ya de mi lado, nunca te volveré a ver más. Te alejaste ya de mi lado, nunca te volveré a ver más. Triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Como triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Amor hay solo en el cielo y en tus ojos mucho más. Amor hay solo en el cielo y en tus ojos mucho más. Solo me queda el consuelo que otro igual no encontrarás. Solo me queda el consuelo que otro igual no encontrarás. Como triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Como triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Como triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Amor hay solo en el cielo y en tus ojos mucho más. Amor hay solo en el cielo y en tus ojos mucho más. Solo me queda el consuelo que otro igual no encontrarás. Solo me queda el consuelo que otro igual no encontrarás. Como triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás. Como triste solo me quedo, ya no he de quererte jamás.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Honest John's Records, a new compilation called A Heart in Splinters, which is music from 1960 to 1968, and it's from a label called the Kayfay label. Quito is what it precedes that, and I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it must mean it's a label that operated in the 1960s, so it's really cool that they're reissuing this type of music. What you just heard was a track called Amor en tus ojos, and that's by Benitez y Valencia. And once again, that's something from the new compilation from Honest John's Records called Heart in Splinters. Really cool stuff, nice indigenous music that you may have never heard of, all the way back from 1960s, and it's a 24 track release from the Ecuador label Kayfay, and you can check it out at honestjohnsrecords.bandcamp.com. and really cool stuff, some early indigenous folk music. And yeah, so that was starting off the program tonight. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone, and I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out recently, and a few older stuff that I've just kind of felt like playing. And what we're going to hear now is some new stuff from Secretly Canadian Records and a new release from Loren. And that's L-E-R-E-N, and the new release is something called Leftovers. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called May Hard Times Pass You By. And Loren is based out of Montreal. And this, after Loren, we're going to hear something from Leah Isis. And this is another artist that's, I do believe, out on Secretly Canadian Records. Actually on Jag Jaguar, which is the like branch label of Secretly Canadian. But we're going to hear a release from all the way in 2008, and it's called it Nasima by Leah Isis, and this is on the Rare Bookroom Records label, and this is a New York based label, and I do believe it's kind of I'm not sure if it's defunct or if it's still active, but they put out some really cool well, not just a folk or neo-folk type artist, but it's all kinds of different cool stuff. Once again, that's a Rare Bookroom Records, but they put out the debut album of Leah Isis, and it's an album that I've been kind of rediscovering recently. So we're going to hear a track from Leah Isis' album called Nasima, and we're going to hear a track called Medicine Wheel, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Montreal's Loren. This track is called May Hard Times Pass Us By.
I've known a lot of love and I've had some company, but now I know your love and I'm where I'm supposed to be. I took to you just like an arrow on the string. Well, I should have known one day you'd come for me. May hard times pass us by. May hard times pass us by. There'll come a time when I am many miles away, but know I'll follow you as evening follows day. And when the sky it breaks, I'll raise my face to rain, and I'll love you in the sunlight or shade. Us by. May hard time pass us by. When the world is gray and our bodies old, when the forger's fire grows out, above go silent with no singing, I'll stick with you just like the mule upon the wing, and we'll weather what the tides of life may bring. May hard times pass us by. May hard pass us by. May hard times pass us by. May hard times pass us by.
Thank you. is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Celebrating human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
Back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And what you just heard was something from Leah Eases, who is based out of Connecticut, Westport to be precise, and that was from her debut album called Nesima. It's out on the Rare Bookroom Records all the way back in 2008, and she's got a really kind of bright, almost kind of Kate Bush type vocals, but with a little bit of a neo-folk edge. And her preceding albums came out on the Jag Jaguar record label and kind of had a little bit more of a polished pop sound to it. And recently she has had an album out called Family Album, which came out on Natural Music Records back in January. Prior to Leah Eases, you heard a track from Loren out of Montreal with a track called May Hard Times Pass Us By. That's off the Leftovers release. And that was recently released, and it's out on the Secretly Canadian record label, which is really cool to have a Canadian artist out on such a great label. And the, I guess, irony aside from the title. But anyways, Loren is based out of Montreal, and the album is doing quite well on the campus radio charts, the Earshot charts, who I mention often. So up next on Canada Post Rock, we're going to hear something from Ada Leah, a artist out on Saddle Creek Records. She has a release out called One Hand on the Steering Wheel, the Other Sowing a Garden. And that's she's based out of Montreal, Ada Leah. So we're going to hear a track off the release, something called Can't Stop Me From Dying. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Toronto, or actually, no, Montreal, another Montreal artist named Uri. That's O-U-R-I. And a new release called Frame of a Fauna. It's going to be released on, actually, only partially released on the Bandcamp. But anyways, we're going to hear a track called High and Choking. Part one, and once again, that's Uri out of Montreal, Quebec. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a interesting release from Revenge International, something from VHVL, and that's the work of Veronica Lauren, making some really interesting synthy, actually, let me see, it's kind of a lighter electronic type music, but once again, that's VHVL, and that actually stands for Very High, Very Low. And we're gonna hear a track off of that, something that I have queued up called what's the name of the track? Oh, it's simply called Tree with an extra E. So yeah, we'll hear these three artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Ada Leah. Track is called Can't Stop Me From Dying.
I wake up in the morning.
Thank you. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Protein pills and put your helmet on.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You heard a kind of interesting electronic track from VHVL, a track from the Hem/Soul album. You heard a track called Tree with an extra E. And that's the work of Veronica Loren, making some interesting electronic music and sound on Venge International, like I said. And she is based out of New York. And VHVL stands for Very High, Very Low. And it's mainly using Roland sampling units. And prior to VHVL, you heard something from Montreal, a artist named Ori. The track was called High and Choking. That's off the Frame of a Fauna release. That was a really nice kind of sensual electronic track in the middle. And before that was Adalia with a track called Can't Stop Me From Dying. That's off the One Hand on the Steering Wheel, Other Hand on... No, wait, sorry. It's kind of a longer title. One Hand on the Steering Wheel, The Other Sewing a Garden. And that's out on Saddle Creek Records. And that's the work of Alexandra Levy, who goes under the name Adalia. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're kind of drifting into a little bit of electronic territory. We'll get to a lot of that later in the program. But we're going to shift gears a little bit and get into some kind of Canadian garage and rock stuff in this next set. And unfortunately, I have some sad news for the Lethbridge music scene. There was a death in the community. The Lethbridge band, Chief Mountain, unfortunately had a member, Will Singer of Chief Mountain, pass away recently. Very unfortunate news and a big blow to the Lethbridge music scene. Chief Mountain's been around since 2008, and they're a huge piece of the Lethbridge music scene. They're always playing shows, and I left years ago, but I always still hear about shows going on, and they're still putting out music. But yeah, very sad to hear passing of Will Singer. Chief Mountain have a few releases out on the Bandcamp, which is chiefmountain1.bandcamp.com, and they make some really interesting punk and surf type music, and they call themselves, or they coined the term, post-residential school garage rock. So we're going to hear a track off the Distro album that came out in 2019, the track called Devils Following Me. And then after Chief Mountain, we're going to hear something from The Garys, a track off an album called Get Thee to a Nunnery, which is a kind of a surf rock type sound from a trio based out of, I think somewhere in, Saskatchewan. They're based out of Saskatoon. And we're going to hear a track called Fallen Woman by the Canadian surf sister trio called The Garys. After The Garys, we're going to hear something from Visibly Choked. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Lethbridge's Chief Mountain. This track is called Devils Following Me.
We'll be right back.
And from Montreal, that was a band called Visibly Choked, and you heard a track called A Snake Called Ian, and that's off the self-titled 12-inch that came out on November 5th, and you can check it out at visiblychoked.bandcamp.com, and that came out on the Mothland record label. And it kind of has some comparisons to Melt Banana and Piss Jeans and Parquet Courts, so you can tell it has that kind of a angular, kind of jarring post-punk sound. And Visibly Choked is doing pretty well on the campus radio charts and making some headway across the campus radio stations, just like CITR. Prior to Visibly Choked, you heard something from the Garys, a trio out of Saskatoon, and you heard the track called Fallen Woman, which is taken from the Get Thee to a Nunnery release. And at the top of the set was something from Chief Mountain out of Lethbridge, and the track off the release called the Distro album. You heard a song called Devil's Following Me, and it came out in August 2019. And as I mentioned before, we had a loss to the Lethbridge music scene, and Will Singer of Chief Mountain passed away this week. So rest in peace, Will Singer, and check out the music of Chief Mountain at chiefmountain1.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR. And up next in the program, we're going to hear some older kind of guitar or college rock type sounding stuff. And we're going to hear something from a release from a band called Steven, and simply named Steven. And it's a, I think, a New Zealand band. And they're being reissued on the Yellow Electric label, which is Grouper's imprint record label. And Grouper is the ambient artist out of Portland, her name is Liz Harris, is what I'm trying to say. Anyways, the newest reissue is called Radar of Small Dogs, and this originally came out in 93, but it's really cool that this is being reissued. It's a really nice jangly pop that gets some comparison to the college rock sound of The Clean. And this is the work of David Kilgore of The Clean and his friends. But we're going to hear a track called Don't Know Why. And then after Steven, we're going to hear another kind of college rock band that really has that early 90s college rock sound, and that's Big Dipper. And Big Dipper are out of Boston, and they're made up of some members of before Big Dipper, before there was Volcano Sons, there was Big Dipper, and after Big Dipper broke up, they, I guess, or just kind of went away, Volcano Sons and the embarrassment came out of this. But they had a few releases out on the Homestead record label, and in the 2000s, there was a really good anthology release on Merge Records called Supercluster, which is the Big Dipper anthology, and it was a 3-CD release that just comprised the whole discography of Big Dipper, because they had a whole bunch of different EPs and a lot of different scattered releases. So from Big Dipper, we're going to hear a track called Shiz Fetching, and definitely check out more from Big Dipper if you like this kind of college rock sound. But anyways, right here on CHR 101.9 FM, we're going to hear something from Steven, as well as Big Dipper, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And if you missed anything I said, you could always head to CITR.ca and check out the podcasts and playlists, and you could see a running list of tracks that I played. Anyways, this track is called Don't Know Why.
Yeah. tide is sailing against a choppy tide. She is fetching, she may not know it now, but if she finds out, tonight makes deductions and is a cause to come. Tomorrow counts for lovers, how many in that sum? Oh, she's fetching, she may not know it now. She's fetching, she may not know it now. She's fetching, she may not know it now. Look out if she finds out. Tonight has made a circle, the cabin door's ajar. Once was filled with letters, tomorrow traveled far. Oh, she's fetching, she may not know it now. She's fetching, she may not know it now. She's fetching, she may not know it now. She's fetching.
Red Cap Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Everybody Is In provides relief to the COVID-19 crisis by delivering goods and services to residents of the downtown East Side. And we need donations. Right now, we are looking for protective personal equipment, sanitation supplies, non-perishable food, and hygiene items. You can email everybodyisin2020donations@gmail.com to make a donation, or go to dtesresponse.ca for more information. Everybody Is In is funded by Downtown Eastside Response through diversity, arts, music, and entertainment.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Boston College rock band Big Dipper, and that was a track called She's Fetching. That's off the Supercluster Big Dipper anthology release that came out on Merge Records. And prior to Big Dipper, you heard something from Steven, a track called Don't Know Why. That's taken from the Radar of Small Dogs reissue, put out on Yellow Electric, which is a Groupers Liz Harris of, also known as Groupers imprint label. And that's a kind of a interesting project from The Clean's David Kilgore. Once again, that's Steven in a track called Don't Know Why. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. So we're going to move into a little bit different territory, get into a little bit more experimental stuff. And mostly on the show, I kind of cover a lot of new stuff that I've been checking out, but oftentimes there's just so much music out there, it's hard to keep up with it. And one thing that completely flew under my radar was a release from John Cotta and Mike Patton, and it's an album that came out in 2016 called Bacteria Cult. And if you're not familiar, Kada is the work of John Kada, who is a Swedish composer. And he does a lot of film scores and some very interesting kind of experimental, like choral type music. And he collaborated with Mike Patton of Faith No More and Ipecac Records on a few releases. The first one came out way back in 2004 called Romances. That's the album I'm most familiar with, and it's a really, really great collaboration between two highly experimental and influential vocal type artists. And they put out a live version of this Romances release in 2007 on a DVD. But until recently, they hadn't done any work together. I know John Kada has put out a few releases on Ipecac Records solo, as well as various scores and stuff over the years. But they have a collaboration called Bacteria Cult that came out in 2016. It's not quite as like epic and long form as of tracks on as the Romances release, but it is an interesting release nonetheless. We're going to hear a track called Dispossession, and once again, that's the collaboration between John Kada and Mike Patton. After that, we're going to hear something from Bad Bad Not Good, and this is a Canadian release that's out on XL Recordings, which is really cool to have a Canadian group out on such a great and innovative label. But Bad Bad Not Good have a new release out called Talk Memory, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called City of Mirrors. And this one's doing pretty good on the Canvas Radio charts, and it's their first release on XL Recordings. So anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Kada and Patton. This track is called Dispossession. Thank you. And that was something from Bad Bad Not Good, a track called City of Mirrors, taken from the Talk Memory release that was just put out on XL Recordings. And that track features Arthur Virokai, and that's the work of the group out of Toronto. Once again, they're called Bad Bad Not Good, and they've put out a few releases over the years on different labels, but this is their first release on XL Recordings, and they make some really interesting instrumental kind of jazz instrumental, almost kind of hip-hop influenced type music. And they've even put out stuff with Ghostface Killa and all kinds of different other collaborators. And once again, that's Bad Bad Not Good. And prior to that was Kata and Patton, a track called Bacteria Cult, or a track called Dispossession off the Bacteria Cult that was put out on Ipecac Records. And that's the work of Mike Patton of Faith No More, and among other projects that he does, and a Swedish composer, John Kata. You're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're going to get into some electronic territory, and we're going to hear something from the Livity Sound record label. One of their latest releases is something from the electronic artist named Beneath, and Beneath has an EP out called Numbers Talk, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called Tough One. And this is some kind of heavier electronic techno, and once again, it's out on the Livity Sound record label. And then after Beneath, we're going to hear something from Bachu, a track called High Five, taken from the I Own Your Energy album. Or I guess it's a 12-inch, and it came out on Time Dance Recordings. And it's a little bit more kind of a dance hall techno stuff. But once again, that's something from Batu. That's B-A-T-U. And I do believe they are a Bristol-based electronic group. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM. These are two electronic artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR. This is something from Beneath. Thank you.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
By the way, this is somebody's favorite show! Hi, Dan Shakespeare here. You know, for most of the stuff that I play, you probably think that I'm much older, but you know what? Most of you are probably way off, because I'm only 23 years old. Tune in to The Shakespeare Show between noon and 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. It's songs from before the 1920s to alternative stuff today, plus jokes and riddles, all sorts of fun stuff. Just put any of it on your iTunes if you need to. Pretty soon it'll be coming out on albums.
And that was a track called Inner Space by Batu off the I Own Your Energy EP that came out on the Time Dance record label, which is the label that's owned by Batu. And it's some pretty bass-heavy deep techno, and that was just put out recently. And prior to Batu, you heard something from Beneath out on the Livity Sound Recordings label. A new EP called Numbers Talk, and you heard a track off of it, something called Tough One. And I think this brings us to the end of the program tonight. I'm going to try to cram in two last tracks to round off the show. But thanks for tuning in this week, wherever you are, and don't forget to head to CITR.ca, and you can check the podcast and get a list of tracks that I played. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming, and I'll be back next week with more new music. And I'm going to leave you this week with some new stuff from Principe Records, and that's Principe Discos, the Lisbon-based electronic label. And one of their latest releases is new stuff from DJ Lycox. And I have played DJ Lycox in the past, but I've also played quite a few artists on this label. Once again, that's Principe Records. But the latest is something called Lycox Era, and we're going to hear a track called Repos Sinestro. And then it's some really, really interesting electronic music, kind of a jungle sounding heavy type electronic stuff. But anyways, I'm doing a bad job of describing it, but I'll let you be the judge of it yourself. After DJ Lycox, we're going to hear something from Paradox and a new 7-inch called Soviet/7Arc, and we'll hear a track called Soviet, and that'll round off the program tonight. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is DJ Lycox. This track is called Repos Sinestro. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.